Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Qualitative Inquiry and Research Design, Choosing Among Five Approaches by John W. Cresswell is a major methodology text for students, dissertation writers, and researchers who need to design rigorous qualitative studies, widely used in social science, education, health, and applied research programs. The book explains how qualitative inquiry differs from quantitative or mixed methods work, and why design decisions must follow from the purpose of a study. Its central contribution is a comparative framework for five established approaches: narrative research, phenomenology, grounded theory, ethnography, and case study. Rather than treating qualitative research as a single technique, Cresswell shows how each tradition carries distinct assumptions, research questions, data sources, analytic procedures, and writing conventions. Later editions, including work associated with Cheryl N. Poth, expand attention to ethics, validation, interpretive frameworks, and contemporary examples. The book functions both as an introduction and as a decision guide for choosing an appropriate qualitative design. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the five-approach framework as a practical design map. The most distinctive feature of the book is its organization around five qualitative approaches, rather than around isolated techniques such as interviewing or coding. Cresswell treats narrative research, phenomenology, grounded theory, ethnography, and case study as full designs, each with its own logic. Narrative research is suited to studying individual stories and the way people organize experience over time. Phenomenology focuses on the common meaning or essence of lived experience across participants. Grounded theory aims to generate an explanatory model from systematically collected and analyzed data. Ethnography investigates shared patterns of a cultural or social group in context. Case study examines a bounded case, such as a program, event, organization, or individual instance, through multiple sources of evidence. This framework helps readers avoid a frequent beginner error selecting a method before clarifying the research problem. Cresswell shows that design choice should depend on what the researcher wants to understand, the unit of analysis, the type of data needed, and the form of findings expected. The result is a comparative decision structure that makes qualitative inquiry less vague and more deliberate. Secondly, philosophical assumptions and interpretive frameworks shape method choice. Cresswell emphasizes that qualitative research is not only a set of procedures, but also a way of understanding knowledge, meaning, and social reality. The book introduces philosophical assumptions such as ontology, epistemology, axiology, and methodology to show how researchers position themselves in relation to participants and data. This matters because qualitative inquiry often studies subjective experience, social interaction, culture, or meaning, rather than variables detached from context. Interpretive frameworks, including constructivist, transformative, pragmatic, and related orientations, influence how a study defines evidence, represents participant voices, and handles researcher reflexivity. Cresswell does not present philosophy as abstract decoration. He links it to concrete design decisions, such as how research questions are framed, how participants are selected, and how findings are written. For example, a phenomenological study requires attention to lived meaning, while an ethnographic study requires sensitivity to culture and field context. By placing philosophical assumptions near the beginning of the research process, the book encourages methodological coherence. Readers learn that rigor in qualitative research depends not on imitating quantitative neutrality, but on making interpretive commitments visible and consistent. Thirdly, research questions, sampling, and data collection must fit the chosen tradition. A major practical lesson of the book is that qualitative design requires alignment among the research question, participants, data collection, and analytic strategy. Cresswell explains that qualitative questions are generally open-ended, exploratory, and focused on meaning, process, experience, or context. However, the form of the question changes by approach. A narrative study may ask how a person constructs a life story around an event. A phenomenological study may ask what a shared experience means to participants. A grounded theory study may ask what process explains a particular action or interaction. An ethnography may ask how a cultural group behaves, communicates, or sustains shared patterns. A case study may ask what can be learned from a bounded case through detailed examination. These distinctions affect sampling and data collection. Interviews are common, but they are not automatically sufficient. Ethnography often requires observation and field immersion. Case study usually draws on interviews, documents, records, and artifacts. Grounded theory depends on iterative sampling and comparison as analysis develops. Cresswell, therefore, teaches design as an integrated system rather than a checklist of qualitative activities. Fourthly, data analysis and representation differ across qualitative designs. The book gives sustained attention to the fact that qualitative analysis is not one universal coding process. Cresswell describes broad analytic activities such as organizing data, reading closely, coding, developing themes, interpreting meanings, and representing findings. But he also shows how these activities vary by approach. In narrative research, analysis may focus on chronology, turning points, context, and the reconstruction of a participant story. In phenomenology, analysis seeks significant statements, meaning units, and a description of the essence of an experience. In grounded theory, analysis involves generating categories, relating them, and building toward a theoretical explanation grounded in data. In ethnography, analysis identifies cultural themes, shared behaviors, and patterns within a group. In case study, analysis often develops a detailed case description and themes connected to the bounded system. Cresswell also attends to representation, meaning how findings are written and displayed. The structure of a final report should match the tradition, rather than force all studies into the same format. This guidance is especially valuable for thesis and dissertation writers who must justify not only how they collected data, but why their analytic presentation fits the inquiry. Lastly, validation, ethics, and reflexivity establish qualitative rigor. Cresswell treats rigor as a central concern, especially because qualitative research is often criticized for subjectivity. The book explains that qualitative validity does not depend on eliminating interpretation entirely, but on using transparent and disciplined strategies to support trustworthiness. Common strategies include triangulating data sources, checking interpretations with participants when appropriate, providing rich description, clarifying researcher bias, presenting discrepant evidence, and spending adequate time in the field or with the data. Ethics are also integrated throughout the research process, not confined to institutional approval. Researchers must consider informed consent, confidentiality, power relationships, respectful representation, and the potential consequences of publishing participant accounts. Reflexivity is important, because the researcher is usually the primary instrument of data collection and interpretation. Cresswell encourages researchers to acknowledge their background, assumptions, and relationship to the topic, so readers can evaluate how interpretation was formed. This approach makes the book useful for novice researchers who need defensible procedures, but it also reminds experienced researchers that qualitative rigor is not mechanical. It is achieved through coherence, openness, ethical care, and careful documentation of decisions. In conclusion, qualitative inquiry and research design is best suited for graduate students, dissertation researchers, faculty teaching methodology courses, and applied researchers who need to choose and defend a qualitative design. Readers who are new to qualitative inquiry will benefit from its structured comparisons. Accessible explanations and repeated attention to how research questions connect with data collection and analysis. More experienced researchers can use it as a reference for clarifying distinctions among major traditions or for explaining methodological choices in proposals, ethics applications, and published studies. Its practical value lies in helping readers move from a broad interest in human experience or social meaning to a coherent study design with identifiable assumptions, procedures, and standards of quality. Compared with many general qualitative methods books, it stands out because it does not reduce qualitative research to generic interviewing and coding. It treats five approaches as distinct intellectual traditions, then compares them across the full research process. Compared with specialized books on only ethnography, grounded theory, or phenomenology, it offers breadth and decision support rather than deep immersion in one school. That combination explains its durable place in research education. It is especially useful for readers who need clarity before specialization. If you would like to support John W. Cresswell, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.